Waka Kotahi representatives were a no-show at Ahui to try and resolve an occupation at its Mount Messenger bypass site in North Taranaki today. About 20 protesters broke through security fencing 5 days ago and have set up camp at the summit, erecting tents and a kitchen. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin went to visit.
The protesters say they're making a last stand for the Maunga Pekepeke Valley and the Maunga, which they believe is being desecrated. Robin Martin Kemp is a disaffected member of Ngāti Tama, which has done a land exchange so 20 hectares of its bush can be used for the $280 million project. It's also received a cash payout of about $7 million. Martin Kemp says the protesters are speaking up for the natural world.
So we're the voice for those things, for our whenua, for our taiao, our natural world. And we feel like this is the last stand before they destroy what's last, you know, the last bit of Māori de mai feel, which is here.
Martin Kemp is particularly upset that Waka Kotahi is building a cableway at the summit.
Our people weren't actually told about that maunga being cut. It was that we were actually told it was going to be specifically protected, but because they couldn't come up through the back way here, they've had to make a plan B, and they did it only consulting with the trustees and not the wider iwi.
Haumoana White is a kaumātua with Ngāhapu o Pōtama who have not been recognised as mana whenua at Mount Messenger. He says the summit is a sacred place.
The highest points in the community, in the district. Something like 1,000 feet above sea level. It's part of an old trail that went from the coast, Paraminia, into the Whanganui River. It was a feeding basket.
White is angry that Waka Kotahi has cut into the maunga.
They actually made a statement in the environment group that the top of the maunga would not be touched. Over many days, that was the first thing they did. They took it off. And it's just mutilated the top. It just isn't right.
Pōtama Charitable Trust spokesperson Marie Gibbs says the protesters want to talk to Waka Kotahi about upgrading the existing road.
You know, it meets all the safety and resilience and all the project goals. It still provides jobs to the local community. So it has all the benefits and a quarter of the adverse effects. So that's what we want to sit down with NZTA and discuss.
Gibbs says Waka Kotahi representatives agreed to a meeting at a neutral venue when they visited on Tuesday. The protesters booked the nearby Tongapurutu Hall this afternoon, but the transport agency was a no-show. In a statement, Waka Kotahi spokesperson Chris Nally says he was told about today's meeting yesterday afternoon and had already returned to Wellington and wasn't available. The transport agency has previously said the construction of a cableway on the maunga fits the project's footprint and is allowed under its consent conditions.